Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Toby Schmidt. In this lecture, I'll be helping you understand the diagnostic and treatment process. This is a very important part of having realistic expectations for your health care. There are three key concepts that I'll be reviewing. Those include the differential diagnosis, key diagnostic tools, and treatment options. Let's begin with the differential diagnostics. When you go to see your physician for something that's bothering you, it may seem very obvious to you what's wrong. Say you have a stuffy nose and a cough. You may think you have a cold, the flu, or even allergies. But the physician's training is very deep, and they're taught not to make assumptions based on simple looks. So the physician is taught to go deeper and to look at all possibilities. And this is very important for your treatment and for your health outcome. If the physician doesn't consider all possibilities, they may miss something. To help physician determine what your diagnosis may be and to consider all of the possibilities, their medical training has taught them sort of a flowchart approach. It's an if-then kind of scenario where if someone has a certain set of symptoms, then you do X, Y, or Z. So really, medicine is set up to follow a flowchart, and that's what your doctor is doing, an if-then type assessment of your symptoms. Let me give you an example of this. If someone were to come into their physician's office, or probably the emergency department, complaining of chest pain, there is a certain set of rules, that flowchart, that the physician would use to assess what's causing the chest pain. Now, to you or I, it might seem obvious that they're having a heart attack, but there are many causes for chest pain, and the physician wants to be sure that they're not misdiagnosing the patient and missing something important that's not as obvious. The process that the physician goes through to assess whether or not this patient is having a heart attack, or if it's something else, is called the differential diagnosis. You can see here in this slide that the physician has a lot to consider that goes beyond just heart attack. There are things like acid reflux, esophageal rupture or spasm, even flu and pneumonia can cause acute chest pain. So the physician has to take all of these diseases into consideration. So how does a physician know what a patient has if there are so many other types of diseases or injuries that could be causing the symptoms? To help a physician determine what a patient actually has to get the proper diagnosis, they rely on that flow chart, the if-then type scenarios, and they use your medical history, physical examination, and especially diagnostics to help them determine the if-thens. So if a blood test comes back as X or Y, that leads them to a particular conclusion, the next step in the flowchart. It's this process that allows a physician to determine something like acute chest pain is not being a heart attack, but maybe something involved with the lungs like pneumonia. It's very important that the physician goes through the differential diagnosis process so they don't just assume that a certain set of symptoms in one patient equals a certain health outcome. This is, of course, tremendously important in terms of your treatment. Treating the heart attack versus the flu are two very different things with very different treatments. So it's very important that the physician use a differential diagnosis and the flow chart that couples the patient history, the patient physical exam, and the patient's diagnostics to help the physician rule out particular diseases or injury to come to a conclusion of one diagnosis so they can plot a treatment appropriate for the diagnosis. So just to summarize, the differential diagnosis is the process that physicians use to determine a diagnosis. Symptoms, patient history, and the diagnostics like blood tests and imaging help a physician narrow the differential diagnostic list. Diagnosis is often done by ruling out other health issue or health disease possibilities. Okay, that's it for this video. In our next video, I'll be talking about the key diagnostic tools physicians use to help them go along the if-then flowchart and to determine a proper diagnosis.